This is Unit 79.
Ruminate. R-U-M-I-N-A-T-E. To ponder or review mentally. To meditate. Muse.
I'd like to ruminate over this decision for a while.
Steve was still ruminating over whether or not to attend college in the fall.
Ruminate. R-U-M-I-N-A-T-E. To ponder or review mentally. To meditate. Muse.
Admonish. A-D-M-O-N-I-S-H. To reprove gently. To caution. To warn.
You know, I admonished you not to make that investment in commodities.
Watching the gentle mother admonish her child reminded me of my youth.
Admonish. A-D-M-O-N-I-S-H. To reprove gently. To caution. To warn.
Hirsute. H-I-R-S-U-T-E. Covered with hair. Shaggy.
Santa Claus's hirsute smile charms children the world over.
My macho friend claims that women are crazy about his hirsute chest.
Hirsute. H-I-R-S-U-T-E. Covered with hair. Shaggy.
Ignominious. I-G-N-O-M-I-N-I-O-U-S. O-U-S. Deserving disgrace or dishonor. Humiliating. Shameful.
Our softball team suffered an ignominious defeat. The score was 21-0.
His unethical behavior earned an ignominious dismissal.
Ignominious. I-G-N-O-M-I-N-I-O-U-S. Deserving disgrace or dishonor. Humiliating. Shameful.
Implacable. I-M-P-L-A-C-A-B-L-E. Impossible to make peace with. Incapable of forgiving.
He is a loyal friend, but an implacable enemy.
I thought her anger was implacable, but she finally accepted my apology.
Implacable. I-M-P-L-A-C-A-B-L-E. Impossible to make peace with. Incapable of forgiving.
Now let's review the five words you have just learned.
Ruminate. To ponder or review mentally. To meditate, muse. Ruminate.
Admonish. To reprove gently. To caution. To warn. Admonish.
Hirsute. Covered with hair. Shaggy. Hirsute.
Ignominious. Deserving disgrace or dishonor. Humiliating. Shameful. Ignominious.
Implacable. Impossible to make peace with. Incapable of forgiving. Implacable.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. Now let's ruminate over the meaning of ruminate. The literal meaning of ruminate is graphic, physical, and rather indelicate. It means to chew the cud, that is, to do what ruminant animals like cattle and buffalo do when they carefully and slowly chew up their food, digest it, spit it up, slowly chew it some more, and then finally swallow it.
So to ruminate over an idea is not merely to think about it, but to think about it patiently and carefully over a long period of time, to rework it, turn it inside and out, fully and thoroughly understand it, and exhaust all of its possibilities, to digest it completely.
Precisely. So, if you want a quick decision, don't ask someone to ruminate over your question or proposal.
But if you want a carefully considered answer and you have the patience to wait for it, asking them to ruminate, to really chew over the idea, is the right approach. As in, "Mr. Latham, there's no rush. We want you to be completely convinced that you understand our proposal and that it's the best option for you. Ruminate over it for a week and then give us a call."
I think we've mused over this concept thoroughly now.
Yes, I believe I've digested it.